Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. That's Christy McVeigh bringing us back. She is one of the key members of Fleetwood Mac. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my books, jimblasingame.com. Go to that website and you'll find all of my stuff there. Having a great visit with Barry Moltz. Put a .com on the end of his name, in Moltz with a Z, Barry Moltz. And you'll find his books. Bounce is one of them. Also, You Need to Be a Little Crazy. That's the other one. And I don't know, a bunch of other stuff. His radio show, your outstanding 11-year radio show, Barry. I've been on your show. It's great.
I know you have.
When can people find it?
I appreciate that. You can just go to iTunes or Google Play, Small Business Radio Show, and you can download it or subscribe from there.
I haven't been on in a long time. What's the problem, Barry?
Oh, no, we had you on when you came out with your last book.
I know, but that's been 2 years ago. Come on, what's going on here? Hey, Barry, we're talking
I only do one show a week, not like you. You know, you're so active. I have one show a week, three interviews a week. I only do like 150 interviews a year. You do thousands.
He's fun, though, folks. If you get a chance, check it out, BarryMoltz.com. We're talking about making decisions, getting off the dime, find out what's holding you back, and be honest. This is one of the things I think that we do. I think we kid ourselves when we have to make these hard decisions, Barry. I think we kid ourselves. We put up barriers and shades and screens and firewalls we put all kind of yeah buts up there, and none of those allow us to be true to ourselves. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if it's about being true to ourselves, but none of us allow it us to move forward, right? We have a tendency to stay stuck where we are. I mean, why do people stay in bad marriages? Why do they stay in bad partnerships? Why don't they leave their jobs and go do something else? People just stay stuck, again, because somewhere in their warped mind, they feel more comfortable in their misery.
But they're not. My point, though, Barry, is they're not telling themselves the truth about what's going on. They're allowing themselves to believe things that aren't really accurate, like I can't do this because of that or this or the other. You know, when the truth is they can if they want to. If they make their mind up, they can.
Yeah, I mean, because I think most things that hold people back is whatever's going on in their mind, right? It's not anything that's going necessarily on the market, because most small business owners can adapt. And they also have a very small business in a very large market. There's a lot of opportunity, and they can find a way actually to do better.
So how do we do this? What are the steps? Give us some mechanics.
Again, the first step is, why do you want to change? What is really driving why you want to do something differently?
And then how about not only why do you want to, but why should you? If your performance isn't happening. If you know, to me, one of my mentors once told me, check your position, look around you. If what you're doing isn't successful, you know, it may not be what you want to do. It may be what you have to do. What do you think?
Yeah, and so many people settle for the same, right? They don't move forward. But once you decide what the value of it is, set out a series of small steps. And I don't mean 10 steps. I mean, think about the first and second thing that you're going to do, and then find someone that can hold you accountable to getting those things done, because a lot of times we'll fool ourselves and we'll push it off for a reason that isn't a good reason or won't get us where we want to go.
One of the things that I think helps business owners is to focus on leadership for change. One of our change agents in our Brain Trust has taught us, don't just recognize change. Don't just accept it. Don't just manage it. Lead change. Be out ahead of it. What do you think about that? Have that kind of an attitude.
Yeah, I think it's a great to have that kind of attitude, but I think a lot of folks in business for a while and they've had some success, I think they forget how to do change or how to lead, because they're trying to, it's kind of like in sports, you start to see a team sometimes, Jim, when they're ahead, they play not to lose rather than play to win. And I think some small business owners, after a series of success, that's what they do.
Well, sometimes you have to take drastic steps, though, too, don't you? I mean, isn't that something?
You have to tell us about that. Market does, as you were mentioning before, the market never stops changing. The market never stops evolving. And if you don't change with it, somewhere along the line, you're going to be obsolete and your business is going to go down.
And see, this is what you were talking about earlier about taking the small steps. If you continue to take small steps, you won't get that far behind. You know, it's like raising prices, right? Don't wait a year and raise your prices $3. Raise them 5 cents every other month. What do you think?
Right. I think that's absolute strategy because then customers get used to prices going up every single year, and they expect things to get more expensive every single year. That's just the way of life. But if you wait 5 years and then you jump in a lot, people are like, oh, my God, look how much it went up.
Yep. And it's the same thing with your your people, right?
Right. I'm conditioned by, you know, in Chicago, we don't have a lot of space, and so I actually buy extra storage at a storage unit facility. They raise my prices 50% every 6 months.
Wow.
Because they can. I'm kind of used to it, but I can't really move my stuff. There's a lot of pain there.
BarryMoltz.com, ladies and gentlemen. The books are there. You can find out more about his radio program. 11 years now he's been doing it. Hey, Barry, good job today. Come back soon.
Great. Thanks for having me, Jim. Happy
Barry Moltz, M-O-L-T-Z. We'll get him back again another day real soon. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessingham. Here's Strawberry Alarm Clock. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.